8:33 now.
All right, thank you, Domitina. Hello, webcam viewers. Hi, hi, all four of you. Hi. BBC Radio 1. Let's bring in this morning's guests. We haven't seen them for a while. Let's bring them in. It's only the one and only Matt Lucas and David Walliams. And here they are.
Hello.
Oh, my God. In the flesh. In real
hello,
life.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Hi. Oh, hi.
Look, you've got your lovely boys with you.
Oh. Thank
you.
And Alad.
I know.
And Tina's a girl.
I know. She's lovely. I've not seen her
before.
I don't
know if you've met Tina before.
No, is she new?
Well, relatively.
Well, she's wonderful.
She is wonderful. Morning, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. You look very smart.
Yeah, because you know why? Only because I'm doing a pre-record for Daybreak later.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because my friend is releasing an album, but for some reason his album's coming out 2 days after Christmas. So I'm doing an interview. Alfie Beau, his name is. An amazing opera singer.
I'm aware of Alfie Beau.
Yeah.
Are you?
From an email which Matt sent of Alfie singing in your house.
In my kitchen, yeah. If you look up Alfie Beau Warbles on YouTube, yeah, it's a wonderful thing.
I might do it right now.
Yeah. Have you not seen it?
I have seen it. Of course I've seen it. He's very good. Yes, he did Les Miserables with Matt at the O2, which is also available as a DVD. I don't know why.
Are you managing?
Well, he's got a book out. All right.
Oh, really?
What good timing that you're both here today.
It's called Billionaire Boy.
Billionaire Boy. Oh,
yes.
Brilliant.
I might give you a copy.
I would love you to.
Might come over tonight, this late at night.
Feel free.
Slip one in your letterbox.
Well, if you let me come in, I'll open the door. So Matt sent us, I get this email from Matt, and he basically says, this man's been staying at my house and I made him sing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, this'll be a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who it is. So I look, click on it, and there's a video, Matt going, hello, this is my friend. And I'm thinking, I don't recognise, I don't know who he is. What's the joke? And then they play Ness and Dormer, the music, and he starts singing. And I'm thinking, well, obviously the joke is he's rubbish or something.
Yeah.
He's mind-blowing.
Is he?
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing, yeah.
He's better even than I am at singing.
Would
you? But you know what? You're very kind. I remember you singing. You sing very well. We saw you on was it Celebrity X Factor or Celebrity Idol?
Everyone's forgotten about it, yes.
I haven't forgotten about it. It still gives me nightmares.
You have a nice voice.
I on certain songs I can carry a tune.
I think there was a moment when it was.
So do you, though, Matt.
When it was like you were going to be a pop star.
Can you switch him off a second? You've got a lovely.
Thank you very
voice.
Much. Thank you.
You've got a lovely range.
Am I back on yet?
Quite kind of. I don't need to start singing. I'm worried.
You can. You hear me sing on the Les Miserables DVD.
Well, is that available?
It's available now to buy, yes.
Oh,
Les Miserables, 25th anniversary at the O2 with Nick Jonas on it.
Wow. Who I kept Jonas calling, Brothers.
Yeah, and every time I saw him, I went, Justin Bieber, I love you. And it was funny. I think he found it funny the first time.
And how many times did you do it?
All the time.
That's nice. I like it. Yeah. Keep it going.
What absolutely. A gift for Christmas.
You know what? I might do that for my mum.
Yeah, she'd love that.
My mum would love that. Yeah.
She would. But you're well.
I'm good. I'm very well. I'm all good. I'm all set for Christmas. I'm excited about Christmas.
Are you excited about 10 p.m. on Christmas Day?
Well, let me tell you.
Is my mic back on yet? I'm just asking.
Can you hear yourself?
Well, I can hear myself.
Well, then yes.
Okay, but you turned me off earlier.
I'll turn you off again then if you want. You know, Matt, the nice thing about Christmas Day, especially in the evening, is the fact that, you know, you're with your family or your friends and you've had your lunch and your trifle, and if you're anything like me, you've sneaked off to the kitchen, had an extra bowl of trifle and not told anybody, because I do that every year, it's tradition. And then you watch a bit of TV or you have a bit of a doze, and then your dad says at some point, who wants a sandwich? And I'll make a cup of tea and a sandwich. And then at that point, we're all in the living room at the same time, and it's about 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, so often there's rubbish on telly, but thank God for the BBC.
That's all
and
changing.
For Matt and David. That's changed this Christmas, let me tell you.
Yes, we have a new series called Come Fly With Me.
Oh, my goodness.
Christmas you? Day. At 10 o'clock, so it's a series, a six-part series, but it starts on Christmas. And you've seen,
I've seen the first two episodes? I've seen the first two.
Ah.
Did you like
them? I watched it yesterday. Yes, I did.
Would it, out of 10, what would you give it?
Dangerous. Oh. Dangerous, David.
The scores are in.
Can I ask you, what would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it... well, I'd give my bits 10 out of 10.
Really?
And Matt's bits 11 out of 10.
Thank you. I'd give... You know, I'm going to talk like as if I was going for The Apprentice, if I was Stuart Baggs.
Okay.
I'd give it 110%.
Out of 10.
A million percent, as they say on X Factor.
That's right.
You're in a million percent. How many more percents can there be?
Yeah. 1,001,000%.
Yeah.
And King Kong.
Infinity percent.
I liked. I tell you what. I liked it. Basically, it's like Airport and those. It's like a parody of those shows.
It is a parody of those.
Is it? Is it what you call a mockumentary? Is it that kind of style?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's a spoof of those shows like Airport and Airline, and it's me and David, like we did in Little Britain, as all the characters. But every character you see is new. So there's none of the Little Britain characters. We've done 50 new characters. They've gone. They've briefly died.
Shall I tell you some of my favourite characters?
Yes, please do.
I'm a fan of Targe, who's the ground crew.
Yes.
And he drives around in a buggy. I very much like that character. I like him a lot.
Oh, thanks very much.
I've met him.
Yes.
Several times.
After everything he says, he always says, "You get me." It's actually, the show isn't quite as catchphrase heavy as Little
Britain. It's really not.
But
we met Prince Nassim in Manchester.
Yeah.
And I think that might have inspired Matt with the voice of Taj.
Oh, really?
We met Prince Nassim in Manchester when we were doing the Little Britain tour. And we got on quite well with him. And then he rang me up because his wife was coming to the show. And he rang up and said, "Yeah, but I just want to make sure, isn't it? There's no like, bad language, though, isn't it?" Because he's got that kind of great northern accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, you're worried about bad language, but you just hit men for a living. You hit them in the face.
You get me in it.
In it, yeah.
I like him. He's good.
He's fun.
There's a very nice scene on Christmas Day. You'll see him driving the buggy.
In episode one?
Yeah. He doesn't call it a buggy, but he's driving the buggy.
He's calling it something a bit ruder. But generally, this show isn't as rude as
it's not rude. No, it's not rude at all. I like it.
Thank you.
It's very nice. And I like the music.
Mm.
The music is by the same person who did the music for Little Britain, David Arnold.
David Arnold.
Who did the last five James Bond movies.
Yeah. That's his CV. It's Bond, 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 Bond. Come Fly With Me. That's what it is.
Little Britain, Godzilla, Independence Day, Narnia.
That's further down, though, obviously.
Yes, it is, but I'm just trying to fill you in on his complete CV.
Sure. I mean, I don't need to know everything he's done.
Did you like any of the other characters?
I know he was performing last night.
Yes, he was, with the Kaiser Chiefs.
There you go.
Because you're big friends with Ricky Wilson.
I know. And I only
is it more than a friendship?
I invited him to the pub and he said, "I can't, I've got a gig with David Arnold." So that's friendship. That's traditionally what we would call a friendship.
Your other celebrity friend is John Coleshaw, isn't it?
That's my other celebrity friend.
Yeah.
Is John Coleshaw, yeah.
Have you got any others or is that it?
You?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Matt?
We've met you confines of a studio.
Would you class Dave a celebrity?
Yes, I would, because he's on the radio every time. Of course he is.
Then Dave.
You get recognised in the street, Dave?
Occasionally.
Well, there we are. Then you're a celebrity.
Okay. See? Allard?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Allard is an institution.
He should be in one.
He's a national treasure.
He's a phenomenon.
He should be under glass at the V&A Museum.
I don't know.
He doesn't know what the V&A Museum is.
No, I don't know what how to take it.
He thinks it's a bar museum.
He doesn't know how to take it.
No, it's the nice or not?
It is nice.
Thank
We're praising you.
Thank
we
you.
Adore you.
Thank you.
You're a national treasure.
Then in which case, I like your characters the best.
Thank you.
See, I was never a fan of yours.
So come here.
Okay, yeah.
Which one of the characters that David does in the new show do you like?
He's written it down.
I'm a big fan of, was it Lee Lodge?
There you are.
He used to produce Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
We nicked his name because he's a pal, but Lee, of course, is the one of the stewards.
Oh, yes, I'm a steward.
Did you forget who he was?
Well, I did a bit because you were talking about episode one and he's in episode two. And he is a steward who, there's an airline called Our Lady Air, and Matt plays a camp Irish steward called Fergal.
That's right, and that's me trying to do my Irish accent.
it's a bit sort of boy zone, Westlife. And then I play a straight steward called Lee, who goes on a, basically just goes on a trip with Fergal.
It's
and by
amazing.
The end of it, he changes his sexuality.
It happens both ways.
Yeah.
I was amazed to see David play a straight man.
My sexuality has changed since I've been in the room.
Well, yeah. How is marriage another
it's wonderful.
Married life? Yeah.
It's wonderful, because you met her, didn't you?
I have met her, yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely. She adores you.
They had just been... David and his beautiful wife had just been to the cinema to see some...
Pete's Dragon. Was it Pete's Dragon?
No, I didn't know what it was. It was something very intellectual sounding. So they'd just been to see that, and I was sitting outside the pub, and they walked by, and I just... I was having a cigarette and a lager. David was still excited about this film, some arty film he'd seen.
I can't remember what it's called now, but yes, it was...
Well, you said
The Illusionist.
It was
a French animation film.
You lie. You told me it was the Care Bear movie.
Yes, but it was lovely to bump into. Did you like Lara? Did you approve of her? Because I need your approval.
So far on what I saw, yes. I mean,
it's a bit tentative, though, that, isn't it?
Well, I'm very protective about David.
I know. I've always shown all my girlfriends to you and seen, do you like them or not?
It's like girlfriend idol.
Yeah.
I think there's three of us in this marriage, and we really need to try and make it work, don't we, Chris?
It will work. It'll be fine. It'll be all good. So, is Little Britain gone now?
Well, it's resting.
Right, fine.
You know, like an elderly actor. We're just resting at the moment. Bits and bobs.
But it's exciting having a brand new show in a brand new world.
Is it scary?
It's a bit scary, but, it's the worst thing to be governed by fear. To think, we can't do anything else because it might not be as successful.
I tell you what,
would be a terrible way to be as any creative person.
It was different just because we shot most of Little Britain, or a lot of Little Britain, in front of an audience. Mm. And everything that we didn't shoot in front of an audience, we played in. Mm. And so you heard a laughter track. Whereas on this, we were pretty much shooting in a real airport. None of it is played into an audience. So we watched it last night with some people, and for the first time we found out whether it was funny or not.
But I'll say that we sat next to our mums watching it, so if anyone's going to like it, it's probably our mums.
Now, are there
any... They giggled all the way through it.
They did, they liked it, didn't they?
Now, if you're sitting next to your mum watching something for the first time and there's a scene and she doesn't laugh, do you go,
they didn't get one scene.
Yeah.
Neither of our mums. There was one scene that involves a very special big celebrity.
Right,
who we can't mention as an episode 2.
An American one, but we're not allowed to say
it is.
It's a surprise. And they both didn't really understand it. So we're just hoping it's those two who didn't understand it.
Did you understand it?
It's not in... That
scene it's not in the
out.
They've taken it out of all the previews, so no one knows who it is.
Nobody knows.
Really is a surprise.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a surprise to us.
No, sure, because
they
were there.
It'll be a surprise to Chris.
Yeah,
it will.
And also the viewing public.
Hmm. Yeah, contractually, we were not allowed to say who that person was.
But so I get like a press copy, a DVD of the first two shows, all finished, all ready, all made, and then there's just that scene taken out. And it says, sorry, we don't want to ruin the surprise. The music, the theme tune plays, and it goes back to the show. And then when the credits roll, I'm thinking, I wonder if they've forgotten and left the name in the credits. No.
They're clever.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah.
Well, that's Little Britain Productions for you. They're all over it.
Well.
All over it.
How's your book? Have you got another book out?
No. But thanks for...
But they are. But last year's book,
they make great fuel in the winter.
I didn't have a book last year. No.
Well, the old books that you used to do. You can probably pick them up at car boot sales now, then, can't you? No, along with the Little Britain dolls.
It would be. It would be.
They're probably too good for a pound shop.
Yeah,
it's like they're under that level.
No, we've moved on from the books. It's now the album is now.
Oh, the
album.
You
can pick that up for a pound.
Oh, did an album.
Yeah,
that was last year's Christmas offering.
Yeah,
and what is this year's offering?
Little Britain dolls. I've got loads of them.
And the repackaged album.
Yeah. What I've been doing is walking around in the outfits of the Little Britain dolls so I can then palm them off as Chris Moyle Show dolls. Very clever, I thought. You know, there's one where I'm in a tight red kind of outfit and I play a Welsh man. I walk around and I've released a doll.
You should bring out dolls of you.
Oh.
You could have a change of outfits. You can have him in, a pair of jeans and a T-shirt, and then you could go to the shop and buy another scruffy T-shirt and pair of jeans.
Brilliant. Do I look scruffy today?
Yeah, you can buy some stubble.
I've never seen you look smart. You're sort of one of those people, you just think, he needs a bath.
David said to me once on the television, while I was wearing a suit, you just look grubby.
What, in a suit? Was that on quiz? Was that on quiz night?
Yeah. And I went, I'm wearing a suit. He goes, I know, but you still look.
I think it's something. I think you need to shave a bit closer. I don't know why you're going with this George Michael stubble thing.
Because this is the If I, it's either this or clean shaven.
It's clean shaven.
I prefer it when you shave properly, because otherwise you always give me stubble rash.
Yeah, but I thought. But then when it grows, it's softer. And you said you like the soft bristles.
I do like the soft bristles as well.
But at the moment, you're between two stools.
David's been complaining as well. You've got, it's made you very sore on your chin, hasn't it? Yeah. When you're...
No, I'd love to give you a makeover.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
An extreme
That's like
makeover.
To drive by Stevie Wonder.
What
I'm
would
fine.
You do? How would you make him over?
Oh well, I'd make a close shave.
Right. Yeah.
I'd also.
You wouldn't do the shave yourself, would you? You're not.
No, I'd get a gentleman to do that.
Okay.
I would put you in a nice smart suit.
Right.
I'd probably the dentist.
What?
No, because there's a As little in, thing in your teeth.
There's a gap.
A little gap, mean, and yeah. I'd like to just see that.
Yeah, but then Elton John and Madonna have both got gaps.
This is true, and they've Hello. Been successful.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I won't do anything about your
and
teeth.
And I am the Elton John Madonna of the North, as everybody always says. Plus, it means I can whistle through my front two teeth.
Can you?
Not very well.
You're not Roger Whittaker, you're not.
You're more Papa John than Elton John, aren't you?
Yeah, thanks. Brilliant. See, I was going to do a very serious, not serious, but I was going to talk about writing the show.
Oh, well, we can do all of that if you
and
want.
The thoughts behind, have you done many interviews talking about the show yet?
We haven't done many interviews, really.
Right, okay.
No, and also people never ask about those things.
Well, I'm going to now.
Okay.
When you sit down and write the show.
Oh, it's like Mark Lawson already. Go on.
Do you, you know, obviously when you're writing for the last Little Britain or whatever, you know, you had your character. Wait, can you not pick your nose when I'm doing?
So I'm just scratching it.
No, you were picking it. Well, I'm trying to do. Well,
we're on the radio. See, I can't get away with it.
You're on the webcam.
Oh,
there's
sorry. Right. Okay.
Right
fine. Sorry.
There's
sorry.
Six cameras.
Sorry.
And then we'll pick it up if you flick it off.
There's
the
nothing.
Desk.
Look, there's nothing on my
Where
hands.
Have you put it.
I put it back up there.
Where it belongs.
This is like my audition for, you know, BBC Two or something.
Yeah,
like,
or Newsnight.
Yeah. So obviously you're writing for well-established characters, but with the new show, you have to establish the character very quickly.
That's right, yeah.
Did you find that a challenge?
I thought it was a really nice thing. I mean, just in general, all right, Little Britain became so much bigger than we ever would have dared to dream. So there's no point trying to compete with that. So the best thing to do is just start over and not pressurise yourself to make a show as big or as successful as that. And we thought, well, we can't be as big as that, but we could be funnier than that. So that was just, as usual, we just write what makes us laugh. But it's a bit cleaner than Little Britain. It's a little bit more family-oriented.
But it's fun creating new characters, because you think, you know, you don't exactly know how they're going to sound, how they're going to look, how they're going to walk, you know. And it was quite a pressure, I think, creating so many new characters all at once. But I think they're quite vivid.
You write together, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you ever have a scenario where David arrives or Matt, you turn up and you go, I've had a brilliant idea. So, right, we have an idea of this character and we're making this and that and this and the other, and that'd be really funny. And the other one goes, yeah.
You do. Sometimes you don't share the same vision, but then the idea is, hopefully, you then offer something to build on that.
Right.
So you don't just go, oh, no, that's rubbish. You go, okay, well, okay, that's interesting. Well, how can we pull that towards something?
Yeah, and you do discard lots of things that you don't end up using. You know, we do create lots of characters that we don't use at all.
Right. But that's fine, because if you write lots and lots and lots and lots, then you can afford to discard some. So it's not normally tense if one of you says, oh, I really like this idea, and the other one doesn't really get it.
You just can't be too rude about someone else's idea.
That's rubbish!
Even if you do think it.
Well, you even think it's rubbish, but you're just trying to build on what might be good about it.
I picked up Matt saying the word interesting. I might use that if we have now next brainstorming session.
Interesting. Yeah.
And Alan goes, I've got an idea. It's interesting, Alan. But here's mine.
I'll take it. Say something like you've got now. Normally you look at me and go, what? No.
No, I don't. I'm much of a team player.
You've got to say something like, again, it's sort of apprentice speak. You go, I'm going to run with that, but I'm going to run with that a bit later on. We'll come back to that. It's all just all of that kind of pussyfooting around, basically. What about Stuart Bags the brand? You've probably covered all of this, haven't you?
Did you watch the other night?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Were you literally sitting on the edge of the sofa with excitement?
Well, you know, I genuinely, you know, feel sorry for those people because I think I didn't think there were that many great candidates this year, to be honest.
Have you watched all the series, pretty much?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you disappointed with the final two?
To be honest with you, I think, is it Stella, the blonde girl? Mm. I think she's good. And she would get my vote, yeah. The other fella I'm not convinced by. It just doesn't strike me as apprentice material.
See, me and Alan were saying, I love the series, yeah. It's brilliant. Yeah. Not really bothered who wins now, actually.
No.
He's very intelligent, but you just bore me.
No, yeah.
I think Sir Alan Sugar's going to win.
Do you?
Do you think?
Yeah, yeah.
He does every year.
The winner is the viewer.
It was good. My favourite moment, I think, was... Well, one of my favourite moments was too rude to... It was an argument between Chris and Stuart.
Right.
And it was the most juvenile, brilliant sort of forgetting we're on camera argument. But I won't repeat the language because it's a bit naughty.
Thank you.
But I did enjoy the bit where...
Let's close down the BBC for good.
For good.
Hang on a sec. The series hasn't gone out yet.
I did enjoy the bit where Stuart... walked in and saw Margaret Mountford and went, Margaret! And she went, I've never met you before. Please, that's very unprofessional. Please sit down and introduce yourself properly. Mm. It was great. In fact, she didn't even articulate it like I just did. She was really dismissive, wasn't she?
And I thought that was a little bit harsh because... And she goes, would you normally address someone you never met before like that? And he could have turned around and gone, well, you have been on the telly... You're on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course I know you are.
Yeah, I am allowed under these circumstances.
In the same way that, you know, in the last series, Sir Alan, it wasn't Sir Sugar.
Yeah.
Mr. Sir Sugar.
Although have you done the celebrity one?
No, I got asked, and I never did it.
You should do that.
You should do it.
I got a phone call from then Sir Alan. Mm. I got a voicemail message from him.
Terrifying.
Out of the blue. So I checked the message. You have one new message. Beep. Chris, it's Sir Alan Sugar speaking. It really is me. It's not an impression. Anyway, call me back on this number.
Clunk. What was the number?
It was...
999999.
Yeah. 999 and ask for Lord Sugar.
So who did it instead of you?
I can't remember.
Pat Sharp.
I can't. No.
Do you know what?
He couldn't do it either.
First.
Do you know what would be really good? Would be, you know, when you're just sitting, they're sitting and waiting for Sir Alan. Mm. If somebody at the BBC, well, they're just sitting waiting, dubbed in the loo chain flushing just before he walks in.
He's always late.
He's always late. But just while that was Kevin's idea. I remember Kevin made that joke. And just flush the toilet and just they're just sitting and waiting and you just hear that. It would change the show, wouldn't it?
Why don't we do it together?
I'd leave that 5 minutes.
Why don't we do it? Why don't we do it together for comic relief?
What?
Celebrity Apprentice. Well, assuming we'd be asked.
What do you mean?
We're still celebrities, aren't we? Yeah. We'd be
a team. I'd say one of you still was, but I'm not going to say which one.
We'd be a good team. I tried to get you on that bike challenge.
Yeah, you did, but I was... I couldn't make
too
it.
Too lazy.
No.
You said that you hated the idea of that.
I did.
He tried to get me on it, then he tried to get James Corden, then he tried to get you. Now,
right. I thought it'd be a story. Here. I thought it'd be a good story. Brilliant. If it's someone who's not, you know, necessarily...
What?
Well, just, you know, visually an athlete.
Right, okay.
You know, because I thought that's a story, because it's a sort of struggle.
Do you still train?
Yeah, but I didn't. Like I never really enjoyed the cycling because it was so hard. Because if you're heavy, like me, if you're fern cotton, it's fine.
Right. You look like you've stopped training. But no, because you were. You do look like you've...
Yes, I know. I'm trying to do a bit more exercise these days,
I see you're covering yourself.
I know,
you're
sorry.
Very self-conscious.
You've made me very self-conscious.
You throw it on me and Matt and James, I see it, but really, you're fighting your inner demons outwardly.
No, it's true, because if you go to his house, sometimes there's cupcakes. He doesn't like them.
I know, that's my downfall.
You know? Maybe we should have a chat.
We should do something sporty. Because people had a lot of respect for you when you were at Kilimanjaro.
Why don't you go up Kilimanjaro and stay there? Joke, I like you, really.
Oh, man.
No, I only said it because I thought it would be a funny thing to say. I don't mean
it. Well, it's fine. Let's think of something to do.
How about me, Matt, and James Corden play beach volleyball in Barbados, and for every point, that's a pound to comic relief.
Good idea. Do you know what I was going to do? You know, he's... on the channel, I was going to swim a width. for charity. Wow. Yeah, I was in a swimmer with, and then I didn't make it. I wasn't going to make it, and he was going to dive in and save me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Well, it's probably not funny now I've said
it. Well,
it wouldn't be a surprise.
Don't bother. Just leave it there. Yeah.
What would you like to do? Would you like me to take you up the North Pole?
Well, that would be... I think that'd be quite hard. That'd be quite difficult.
Yeah, because there's not much left now, is there, you see? It's sort of Everest and the poles. That's about it, isn't it?
You'd have to plant a flag in it at the end, wouldn't you?
I tell you what, it's like the North Pole outside here at the moment.
Isn't it?
That was a good link. It's chilly. It's a little bit nippy. No one said it.
It's very, very cold. Hang on, we got some clips of The Apprentice, by the way.
Are you doing the show next week?
Yes.
Yes.
What, right up to Christmas Eve?
Thursday.
Till the 23rd.
Who's on Christmas Eve then at this time?
We don't know.
James is going to be
James
on.
Corden is
doing
one of them.
An hour.
Tiny Temper.
Oh, that'll be a long hour.
What?
No, I'm joking because James is one of my best friends, so I'm saying that as a joke. I love him very much.
To be honest with you, there's a kind of a feeling of satisfaction.
There you are.
I haven't watched this series, so I don't know who that is.
What have you been doing on a Wednesday night?
Well, I don't know. I just sort of forgot to watch it when it started. Then I thought, I'm not going to understand this now.
It's been on for 3 months.
Well, I was watching X Factor.
I'm not buying that.
I don't know. I just sort of forgot it started. Then I thought, I can't be bothered now.
You're too busy in the kitchen eating cupcakes, forgetting the show's on.
Have you had the X Factor people on the show?
We had Matt the winner on the other day.
What about really Rebecca nice. Ferguson?
She didn't win, so we didn't have
her. Well, you should have her on. She's wonderful.
I met her.
Which one of One Direction is your favourite?
All of them.
It's got to be Harry, isn't it?
I like Harry. I like the little Irish fella as well.
I met the little Irish boy.
Yeah.
Because I went to the recording. He was very, very sweet, actually, and he came to see us live in Dublin a few times.
He's probably six.
I know, I thought, because he's like 16 or 17 now. I thought he must have been.
I wanted them to win. I thought they were all great. All the finalists were great, I've got to say. And Matt Cardle, he deserved it, but Rebecca would. But I thought, you know, if One Direction would have won, that would have been pretty good as well.
I was very surprised they went out third. Mm. Really surprised. Did you vote?
No, I didn't vote because I was in America, actually. Mm. I was away, and so I actually... so I didn't see it live.
I didn't vote in the final, but I voted for Rebecca.
Did you?
Mm.
More than once?
Yeah, many times, yeah. Mm. I know Catherine Tate told me that her daughter, who's about 8 or something, votes for everyone every week. Which I thought was so sweet.
I'm voting for you, but to make it fair, everybody gets a vote.
When One Direction release the record, will you play it on the show?
Well, I would imagine so, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I must listen then.
I'll let you know.
I must start listening to this show.
If I could vote for anyone, I'd vote for Dermot, because I think he's the best radio DJ there is. don't say anything other than when our show starts. Just say when the show's on. It's Christmas Day at 10 p.m.
Christmas Day at 10 p.m. Yeah. BBC One. BBC
Thank you.
One HD.
Only you could be more like Dermot.
Now you are talking nonsense.
I idolise him.
Is Dermot here? Can we meet him?
No, he's not bloody well here.
Have you met him? What's he like in real life?
He's very nice and charming.
He's really nice.
He's very
friendly. And he's so handsome and well-groomed.
Shut up, you Michael McIntyre wannabe.
My mum loves Dermot. And it's not that she doesn't like you, she just doesn't know who you are.
Right, brilliant. Have I not met your mum?
No, you have met my mum.
I think I have met your mum. I have met your mum.
You probably have.
At the football.
Yes, you did.
Arsenal Leeds, by the way, in the new year.
Oh, yes, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably beat Arsenal at this rate.
I don't think so.
What's your team?
Leeds.
I want to get in on this football talk.
Well, Arsenal haven't played Leeds. It'll come up in the new year, and then just get the date, and then say to Matt, it's Arsenal Leeds, isn't it, this weekend? That's a fixture you guys haven't had for a long time, of course. And he'll go, yeah, that's right. And he'll go, I mean, really, on paper, you should wipe the floor with them, but with... your form at the moment and Leeds' form.
Let me just get this down. Sorry.
You've not got Beckford anymore, have you?
He's gone to Everton.
Yeah, that's a shame because he was one of your big threats, wasn't he?
Yeah, it's all right. We've got some good players in there. We've got some players.
You have.
Where is Leeds in the division? Is it called the division or the Premier League?
It's not about the Premier League.
Unfortunately, they're not in the Premier League.
They're not in the Premier League.
No. What sounds better than Premier? Championship. Championship League.
Not quite as good as Premier.
Well, you say
David's been going a little bit to Chelsea.
No.
Well, my wife supports Chelsea. So the day before our wedding, we went to the FA Cup final.
Right.
And then we went another time recently to Chelsea. and they played another team, but I can't remember who.
Arsenal. They beat Arsenal.
Oh, yeah, they beat Arsenal.
Did,
but,
did you enjoy it?
I quite enjoyed it, okay. It was some level, it was quite boring. I didn't really care who won.
Do you know what? You two could go to the football together. Alad loves the football. Alad's the only person I know who's been to an England game. And when England scored, he was playing on his phone.
Really?
And wondered why everybody stood up.
Who is it, England versus Chelsea?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yes, it
was. Do you know what I love? I love those England schoolboy matches, and also the, not for the reasons you were about to say, and what I love is hearing the crowd, because they're really young. All the people in the crowd at Wembley are like, and it's like listening to sort of the audience in Cracker Jack or something like that. It's great. It's sweet.
What noise do they make?
Yes, come on, football, and score some goals.
That's exactly what they say.
That's what they chant.
See, it's gone in. You subconsciously.
Why don't we go to the football together? Why don't we have a day where I sort of the morning, I kind of make you over and stuff like that, and then the afternoon you take me to do something quite macho.
I'm going on tour, so I won't be around for a long time.
Are you going on tour with this show?
For the benefit of that conversation, sure.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a double date?
It's... What?
Would you like my wife to sort of sort out a sort of a friend for her, for you?
I'm not. See, I'm not desperate. Why?
Well, no, she's got a really nice friend, a hairdresser called James.
Right. How old is he?
He's 42.
Sure, why not? Tuesday. All right, lovely.
That's how I got into it.
Show business.
Come Fly With Me is on Christmas Day night, BBC One at 10 o'clock. And BBC One HD, of course.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you might get the HD for Christmas. It's very funny, and it's a great watch. You will enjoy it. Matt is amazing with his range of voices, and character acting is brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
And David, of course, just plays men and women that sound like David Walliams. But it is brilliant. It really is.
Well, thank you very much for that compliment.
There is one of the girls you play, and she does sound like you. One of the check-in girls.
But they will sound a bit like me, yeah.
Because they are played by you. Mm. Yeah.
No, but she sounds like David Walliams.
Oh.
Well, as opposed to David doing a voice.
You play the Scouser girl.
Keely Sinclair.
That's right. And you play
Melody
David
Baines.
Williams. That's right.
Melody Baines.
See,
that doesn't sound like me.
So you talk.
I didn't talk in a Liverpool accent.
No, you did a Liverpool accent.
Oh, you're cruel to
me.
Oh,
I say.
This is, you know what this is? This is
sexual tension.
Sexual tension.
Sexual tension.
Yeah, this is sexual tension because somebody obviously didn't put out. Can I say that? Have I gone over the line? If I apologise.
Do you know what, Matt? You're just being outrageous now. I'm going to have to wrap it up.
I want to apologise if I've said anything wrong. Do you know what they said to us? Because they've got all the new regulations. And they said to us, obviously, don't say anything naughty. Well, we obviously respect that. But they said, because you're on webcam, don't flick any V signs or anything like that. Yeah. So we've been very well behaved.
It does happen a lot. Generally halfway through.
I regret picking my nose. That's the only thing, because I wasn't aware of the webcam situation.
But you put it back up there, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's still up there.
Okay. You can take it out when the cameras go off.
Can enjoy it later.
Yeah.
We love you, Chris. Not as much as Dermot, but we love you.
Thanks for having us
on,
seriously.
Are you on Dermot's show this weekend?
No, we're on your show.
That's because he doesn't love you as much as I do. Never forget that. BBC One, Christmas Day, 10 o'clock. Sit down and watch it with a mug of tea and a mince pie.
Oh, thank you.
And laugh along. It's good. And look out for Taj, who's my favourite character in it.
Right, he's the boogeyman.
He's the boogeyman. Yeah, I like him. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Matt and
Dave.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you too. Oh, yes, we'll do the goal now in 52 seconds. This Monday night from...